Well, it's good to be able to share with you a little bit about how the Lord's been working in my life in the last couple of years with Greater Europe Mission. I've been with GEM for 31 years, as was said, but the last 16 years were involved with working with short-term teams. And about 2 years ago, a conversation began about considering a move away from Germany as my base of ministry. This was before COVID hit. It had to do with some things related to the tax situation and how I could get into the tax system or if I could be used in a different way, possibly to still work with short-term teams, and just didn't know quite what it would look like. Little did I know how many twists and turns the road would take to get me to the place I am now. The fall of 2019 was a season of waiting to see where the Lord was going to lead me. If it wasn't going to be Germany, where was it? By that December, I was in communication with GEM UK about the possibility of serving from there. I could work with short-term teams and help them with that aspect. And we were focusing on Birmingham in the UK, and they needed some administrative help. So that looked like a good fit. And so we started heading in that direction. In order to get a visa, though, you needed to have a partnership with a church. And so we had to work that out. It's like, where in the UK could I partner with a church and still assist with some of the things that GEM wanted me to do? So in early 2020, I traveled over there and made a visit, was involved at a church, and soon the GEM leadership as well as myself realized that this was not going to be the fit to be able to get that visa. And so we prayed about it, and it's like, Lord, is this what you want or not? And so I made a second visit, but I wasn't able to visit that church that we were looking at. And then COVID restrictions began and changed things even more. Short-term teams couldn't be happening, and so it was like, what is going to happen? The one thing that I did know was that I was going to be leaving Germany. And so I started to make those preparations as things were closed, as teams were not happening. I started to work towards packing things up, preparing the apartment for somebody else to take over, and all of that. And I didn't get a chance to visit that church. I communicated with them. It was called the Windmill Church. It's called the Windmill Church. And so it was starting to look like a really good fit. As I was packing and leaving, I just thought about home assignment and what that would look like. And, of course, we didn't know what that would look like either. God provided me a place to stay. It was about a year ago now that I came back to Canada, and God provided through a supporter for a place for me to stay and live. A vehicle was provided by someone else, and it was just kind of a waiting game because things were closed as they are now, and it was difficult to connect with people. So it was like, Lord, What is it you want in my life, and how do you want to use me? Well, quickly that seemed to show up that family was going to be the focus for a little while. And I was able to help some of my extended family with moves and visits. I have an aunt that needed to move to assisted living, and I had a cousin who's been dealing with cancer, and she needed to move to another location. In fall, my parents celebrated a milestone. They celebrated 60 years of marriage. And of course, that looked a little different as well. And then a week or two later, my father was diagnosed with cancer. And God gave me the answer that I needed to be concentrating on my parents for that period of time. And this Father's Day is a little different with Dad in heaven since mid-November. But then we got to 2021 when things were settling down for my mother and for us, and it was, God, what now? COVID is as strong as ever. Do you still want me to go to the UK, or do you have something else for me? Are you opening another door? And as I prayed and sought counsel, God made a way. The UK director spoke to the Canadian director and said, I think we can use Shirley in Greater York Mission UK from Canada. And I'd like to research that possibility. And the Canadian director thought about it, and he was like, well, that wouldn't take all of her time. Possibly we have avenues for you to serve as well. And as I waited for God to answer, he provided avenues. And so this last 2 months, I've started assisting with different ministries from here. And it may be that I will not be back in Europe full time, but I will continue to serve with Greater Europe Mission from here. And when the doors open again, I'll be able to possibly take a team over and help with the ministry in the UK. But for now, God's using my administrative skills, and he's allowing me to work from here. And so I've been having meetings weekly with the UK director, and having that opportunity to find out more about this ministry that's called Engage West Midlands, and also to find out what's happening through the Canadian office. And we meet every morning from Tuesday through Friday to just spend about a half hour together and begin our day. That'll look a little different. We're going to do it midway through the morning now, but it's just neat to see how the Lord has provided while I waited, while I needed time to adjust. And I'm thankful for what God is doing in and through me. And the UK director has a little note that I'd like to share with you. It's just a short thing that he wants to share. To thank you for supporting me in this ministry.
Hi, my name is Andrew Hodgson, and I'm the UK leader for Engage, and we're just also part of Greater Europe Mission, and it's just great to have Shirley Unger working alongside us. She may be in Canada, and we may be in the UK in the Birmingham area, but the administrative work she's doing for us has been crucial. It's given us a lot of help. It's helped us with the workload that's too big for us. And we're just really grateful for the support that you give her so that she can support us in this needy work. And we pray that as we continue to see many churches planted across the West Midlands, these skills and gifts that missionaries are giving to us, like Shirley, just help us with that effort of promoting the gospel, seeing the church being planted and grown across the West Midlands and even to the world. So we really thank you for your support of Shirley, and we are grateful for her and for her skills that she's honed over many years. So we thank you and we appreciate you. God bless.
The Engage West Midlands ministry is based in the Birmingham area, and so their focus is on Birmingham and the surrounding area, which is called the Black Country. And their focus is on three different things. Their strategy is to plant 1,000 churches in 20 years, involving three things: training, transformation, and togetherness. sorry. Each is an important principle to reach the goal. And so they're really excited about the possibilities through that. Andy, who you just heard speak, also said, just seeing the church come together and come alive to do something together, it's wonderful and beautiful and actually a picture of heaven. And they also have some prayer requests for the ministry that I'd like to share. Just have to get to that point. Pray for the development and deepening of a strong prayer network across the West Midlands. Pray for unity of vision among the network of churches, ministries, and agencies involved. It's not just Greater Europe Mission, it's a number of ministries. And pray for transformation, that denominations and communities across the West Midlands will continue to come together to see the gospel transform the entire region and beyond. I'd also ask your prayers for me as I transition into this working from home and connecting with two different ministries. And also as I get settled into an apartment next month, I found a place that I can move into August 1st. And so there's a lot of things to adjust to now that I know that God's has a purpose for me to continue in the ministry. Thanks.